Board of Education meeting will now come to order. Mr. Ellis, will you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Board member Steve Vondrak is not able to attend the meeting in person due to an employment-related obligation. In accordance with District 41 policy, Mr. Vondrak notified the superintendent's office that he would not be physically present for the board meeting, but would like to participate in the meeting by phone. May I have a motion to approve Mr. Vondrak's participation by phone in tonight's meeting?
Motion.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Kenwood? Mrs. Howard?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes.
Mr. Ellis?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mrs. Nelson?
Yes. Mrs. Secker, please call the roll.
Mr. Kenwood? Mr. Vondrak?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mrs. Howard?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Here.
Mr. Ellis?
Here.
Mrs. Nelson?
Here. Thank you. Welcome, Steve. I want to welcome three students from Glenbard West's AP Government class to our meeting tonight. All juniors, is it? Or Bryce, are you a senior?
I'm a senior.
Senior, good. Well, welcome. We're glad to have you here.
Welcome. And you couldn't have picked a better night to come to a board meeting.
And why is that, Dr. Reebok?
We have a very short agenda.
So welcome.
Won't be very interesting, but it'll be very short.
You'll see the process in play. Yeah.
And thank you to the teachers who are here representing GIA. Thank you.
Welcome. Is there anyone present who'd like to address the board at this time? All right. Presentations, reports, and initiatives. There are none scheduled for this evening's meeting, and so we'll go to action items. The first is the consent agenda. Are there any items board members would like removed from the consent agenda to be considered separately?
Pull the employment reports, please.
So we'll pull human resources.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else? All right. We'll pull the human resources report. Let me ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda, which now includes item 2, finance, facilities, and operations, the treasurer's report, investment schedule, monthly revenue, expenditure summary report, the summary of bills and payroll, school district payment order, vandalism damage report, disposal of surplus property, the 2012-2013 FOIA report, and item 3, other matters, approval of board meeting minutes from the October 9th regular board meeting 2012 and the October 9th regular meeting closed session 2012. May I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Vondrak? Mr. Vondrak?
Yes.
Mrs. Howard?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes.
Mr. Ellis?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mrs. Nelson?
Yes. Superintendent's recommendations. There are none for the board tonight. Superintendent's report.
I also will make my report brief. I know Erica will be talking a little bit about PTA Council, but I did want to give board members an update that this morning we had PTA Council, and Karen Carlson was there to talk a little bit about think tank work and the update on think tank. And Jody Baltimore, who is the president of PTA Council, gave her update on the Teams for Excellence Summit that was recently held and her impression of that, as well as the Continuous Improvement Team meeting. And Erica will also talk a little bit about that. I do want to let the board know that we had earlier in finance this evening a report on the Hadley LMC renovation, and I know Drew will be talking a little bit more about that as it relates to the Finance Committee report. But the reason I'm even mentioning those things is because of the intricate involvement of those items and the interrelatedness of those items to our long-range plan, and more specifically to the transformative actions of the long-range plan. That is where the consumption of our time most recently is really around Goal 1 and all of the things that are supporting Goal 1. And as you know, we have a rather aggressive timeline for making recommendations and seeing certain things happen before the end of this year. So that's my report.
Thank you, Anna. Other committee reports? Drew, you
want to go? I can do finance real quick. We discussed a computer refresh for administrators. We talked about the two-year budget that was put together by Bob Cicerella. We talked about a change in the pay structure for lunchroom supervisors, and we discussed the Hadley LMC remodeling project.
Sam, report?
No.
Okay.
Policy committee will be meeting this.
Well, yeah, I mean, the meeting hasn't, meeting date hasn't changed from the last meeting, but it will be meeting this Friday afternoon, 1 p.m.
Get us going.
Do section
three. And press updates. You also sent me something to include in Thursday's letter. Would you like to just give the board a little preview of that?
Sure. The resolutions. As the ISBA delegate, I did the went through all the new resolutions and the new additions and deletions, and I formed my opinions, and I sent those to Ann, and Ann is going to distribute those in her, in her Thursday letter, and then we will, as a board, discuss those at the
November 12th
meeting, obviously before the IIII conference.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for getting that to us.
Sure.
Thanks for doing that. All right. Let me give a quick update on CIT. As Ann mentioned, last Thursday was our meeting in the afternoon, and added members of the Learning Leadership Team, one of our Teams for Excellence, presented their think tank update work. And I actually made some notes for myself because as I was sitting listening to this, which was about, an hour and a half of the meeting, so a big chunk of time out of the two-hour meeting, was really spent on the think tank presenting their where they are in terms of their work. And so for me as a board member, and as much as we've been given that information through Ann and also through program or presentations, Karen being one of those folks, I would say that it came to life for me in the context of the people who were presenting, because it was our faculty and staff, and then parent voices that were pretty significant in terms of presentation. And so there are four areas of work at Think Tank that we know about already: facility scheduling, the PLCs, and then student groupings, they're calling them. And so each area presented the work, but my takeaways really fell into four, I would say, themes. So I'll just share these with you. I think they're important for the board because it goes back to what Ann was saying about the integration of some capital outlay, think tank work, the transformative actions, all leading up again to the long-range plan. So one takeaway was the amount of academic research that's grounding the recommendations, which was really evident in the presentations, really in all of them. And I would say academic, but also kind of scientific, depending on what they were talking about. The second one was that these teams have visited schools that are already implementing some of what we're looking at, which is our STEM and STEAM, different scheduling opportunities so that there's more flexibility, and some of the other recommendations that's on the think tank information that we got from Julie, that one page that she gave to us. And there are further site visits scheduled. So that was not new information to me, but the way they described where they're choosing to go and that these initiatives are more embedded in these different schools was really helpful to hear. The third takeaway was that, is that, they're conducting site visits at all of our schools so that as they look at facility issues, traffic patterns, scheduling, where the STEAM labs are going to go potentially, all of that is coming back so that they can develop more realistic options for review. And then the last thing, takeaway is that these four areas are really integrating their work now so they can do two things. One is to test assumptions and then kind of revisit their options. And I share that because then this morning, this was the other kind of connection, Sharonick, who's the president for Franklin PTA this year, is one of the parent members on Think Tank. And this isn't verbatim, but I just wanted to capture what she shared, which I think is really helpful for the board to hear. And that is the amount of time, this is her relating this, that she really appreciated the amount of thought and the time being put into this work, meaning, the four groups under Karen's leadership. And she commented that that she believes that as a part of the committee, that the think tank is going to produce both well-researched recommendations that are going to support the guiding principles of the think tank, which were two. And one was, and we've heard these already, giving every child what they need when they need it, and then having also a rigorous experience built on strong relationships, so the student groupings, PLCs, those kind of things, you know, have a greater impact. So at the end of CIT, Terry, you probably remember this, there's, you know, we're asked to give, you know, kind of some language, you know, what are our takeaways? And my comment was that I was, this is not very elegant, but blown away to the extent that for me, sitting in that room and hearing these four sets of voices, not qualify, not say, it'll be, you know, maybe we can do this, but to be very definitive about their recommendations and where they're going with them and testing them, it was a great, down to Dan and project management, a really good example of looking at dependencies and breaking down the work that they're doing so that they're presenting kind of best case scenario. So it was just a great takeaway. And then I would have just one other thought. Tonight at Finance, I was able to come to it, and Chris Abbott came, who runs our LLC over at Hadley. And in thinking about the LLC, he offered certainly to have us walk through. So I think that might be a great offer if any of us have time, either at the end of a day or maybe in the 0 hour at the beginning of the day, so that we can physically take a look at that. Since we have the PDF of the artist renderings, those don't necessarily do justice to the kind of image that he has in his head of it as well. So last takeaway from council this morning, Ann really shared it nicely, is that there's, because of the way, bless you, because of the way parents are involved discreetly in these, in the think tank, it really is an opportunity to create this kind of parent, back to that word, ambassador, because their interpretation is always that little bit different, and that community view, that's that little bit more you know, questioning in different ways, challenging in different ways. And so it was really nice to hear the parents talk about that, knowing that they can then be leaders in that conversation as we get into it and all the things we're looking at for the master facility plan. So it's just a really, for me, it pulled it all together and was a great conversation. So that's that. Thank you.
Other board report?
I have one more.
Mm-hmm.
The Finance Advisory Committee met on Thursday. It was actually a very good meeting. We went through, as we've spent a lot of time talking about the budget functional analysis, and then we went through some of the master facility issues as well. Mm-hmm. So it was, I think it's a good group, and I think we'll be getting some good ideas from them. Mm-hmm. Going forward.
Right.
When is from the Finance Committee discussion of the Library of the Media Center, or whatever, when is that supposed to happen for us?
Today. Okay. Tonight was on the agenda for this evening.
So there'll be a presentation today?
No, it was on the Finance agenda.
Right, so I'm asking
that
when
it's coming.
Next November 12th.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And there'll be a presentation.
Mm-hmm. But in the finance, what was helpful for me is in the finance packet today that Drew and Dan and Steve talked about was a drill down on numbers and elements. So that would be helpful to take a look at before the November meeting if you haven't, we've taken a look at it, but to go a little bit deeper dive and then to get questions to Bob or Ann ahead of time for that. It was a nice summary of it. Okay. Thank you. No other reports. Discussion items none scheduled for this evening. We have upcoming meetings. October 29th, which is a Monday, next Monday, 6 p.m. here at the Central Services Office, is a special board meeting regarding the superintendent search. So we'll be meeting here as a board with our firm, Ray & Associates. November 12th, 2012, regular board meeting at 7:30. That's at Hadley Junior High. Make sure you double-check your calendars and you all get there in time. November 26th, 2012, regular board meeting, 7:30, back here at Central Services. Are there any other matters to be considered by the board at this time? Yes? No? All right, public participation. Get a second chance. Anybody interested in making a comment to the board? Thank you very much. We will be adjourning to closed session. The board has determined it has a need to adjourn to closed session to discuss the following matters: collective negotiating matters between the district and its employees or their representatives, or deliberations concerning salary schedules for one or more classes of employees, the purchase or lease of real property for the use of the district, including meetings held for the purpose of discussing whether a particular parcel should be acquired. Item C, the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees of the district or legal counsel for the district, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee or against legal counsel for the district to determine its validity. May I have a motion to adjourn to closed session?
Motion.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Ellis?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kenwood?
Yes.
Mr. Bondrak?
Yes.
Mrs. Howard?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes.
Mrs. Nelson?
Yes. The board will be taking action when it returns from closed session on our human resources report, and so we will do that upon return.
And you should know that you have been at the shortest board meeting since I've been here.
Victory!
Wow.
Thank you so much, Jay.
Thank you.
Yeah, motion to adjourn. We did. Thank you very much. Return to open session at 10:21 p.m. on October 22nd, 2012. We have one item from our consent agenda to take action on. It is the human resources portion of the consent agenda, which includes the personnel report, employment recommendations, leave of absence, resignations, and resignation and retirement. May I have a motion to accept the human resources portion of the consent agenda?
Motion.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes.
Mr. Ellis?
Yes.
Mr. Kenwood?
Here.
Mr. Bondrak?
Yes.
Ms. Howard? Yes. Mrs. Nelson?
Yes.
Thank you.
May I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Can I just bring up one quick thing?
Before the adjournment?
I can do it after. So we are meeting next Monday to go through the 33 qualities. So my expectation, because you're talking to them, I assume, my expectation was that we will all have completed our 33 qualities, and they're going to come back and facilitate us through getting that top 10 list finalized among all seven of us?
Correct. This week, by Friday, we should have some compilation data from Ray of the choices and what the qualities were that the board said, that our constituent groups, the focus groups that they're doing, that they're completing this week. They're in the district Wednesday, Thursday, the staff. And so we will be given that data hopefully by the end of the day Friday. I did request it to be given to us prior to us showing up on Monday. I reminded them that we are a board who needs to see that ahead of time. They're going to bring us like the raw data. I don't work in that world. I don't care. But, you know.
So, I mean,
Then we'll, you know, of what everybody's response is. That includes the surveys. And then we will, the top 10 or qualities, those top qualities should stand out to us. And then we need to complete, the compensation piece. Again, that's just one piece of data that we have to come to an agreement on, just as one piece of data. And that's it. They want to know about LinkedIn, if we want to spend the money on the LinkedIn advertisement as well. But the ads, the ads went out.
The ad that goes to Ed is not gone out yet because it doesn't have the salary number.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
so that can't go out till we're done on the 29th.
And truthfully, Julie put together the flyer. She did it, not them. She did it. I actually had an opportunity to take a look at it. I'm very thankful that Julie did it. It really was a nice, succinct way of describing our district.
So basically, they'll have an agenda, they're going to facilitate us, and the two objectives are around the qualities and salary.
Correct. Right. And then we can move on to anything else.
Yeah.
And that will keep us on our timeline, and then we won't come together on it until, like, January, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, John. All right. May I have a motion to adjourn the October 22nd meeting?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
10:25 p.m.